This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I have positive news to start the 4 o'clock hour. Your Detroit Football Lions have received a completely clean bill of health.
Whoa.
The only guy who is not healthy and will not play, not of the guys that are out for the year, is Frank Nwosu or whatever his name is. Nobody cares. Everybody else is back. McNeil's back. Onwuzurike's back. Taylor Decker is back. DJ Reader is back. Clean bill of health. That's just massively positive news. It only furthers my confidence. They're absolutely going to win this game. I just don't do what Cookies does. Oh, they're going to win by 78 points. That will never be me. Never. So, David, ticket text, but that's great news for Lions fans. When's the last time they had a clean bill of health? It's been a minute.
It's been a long time.
You got four games to go. Now, you don't have to win this one, but it wouldn't hurt to do it. Plus, it'd be fun. It's America's game of the week. David.
Someone saying, hey, guys, I learned to love Banquet Salisbury Steak in college and still indulge occasionally, but bring on the raccoon. That is Rob in New Baltimore. Ugh. Xavier Legette can catch raccoons, but not footballs. Maybe he should worry about that.
That was so hard to watch because I'm like, that's the season. Like, that is the Lions would have been mafioso made men. Or whatever you got to do to get into Rico's frat. You're made. Made. Founders Day made. Crested blazer made had they won. It was in his hands. Side note, Bryce Young may be okay.
Oh.
I mean, Canales, body language good. He's performing. They're playing well. They're trying. And
so maybe they don't have to draft another quarterback.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know. No one here cares. This isn't Charlotte Radio. I'm sorry. David, go ahead.
Someone says, Algonac, Michigan has a muskrat fest, and they eat them by the ton. That is
Timeout. What is the difference between a muskrat and then Xavier Legette of the Panthers eating raccoons? Is a muskrat the same level of scurvy? What is a muskrat?
It has rat in it. I should be asking Kenny.
Kenny, what's a muskrat?
You're one hick reference away from me walking out of here, all right? You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, then.
No, it's okay when you order your little cute pizza and you bust my balls. You stop it right now, mister.
You know, I was wondering what I was going to do for dinner. Now I think I figured it out.
There you go. Up next, ethnically insensitive logos by Kenny.
Maybe I shouldn't read this one in, Kenny.
Go ahead.
Read it.
Country raccoons taste better than city ones, right, Kenny?
I think you'd vouch for that.
Oh, it's a lot of raccoon and Kenny coming in. I'm going to just move past those.
He's hurting after what the Wings did to all of us last night. He's not in a good mood. And the sad Kenny meme, Kenny shared it with the world. That's how bad the Wings were last night. That's how angry he is. We did start the show talking about that. Odyssey.com Rewind. And I went down a bit of a rabbit hole. This Wallman trade, where they gave him away and gave away a second-round pick, got nothing back. Wallman for the Sharks, 22 minutes of ice time a night, 20 points, 26 games. And meanwhile, you got nobody who can get the puck out of your own zone. And it just, you ask these questions. If any other GM in town made that kind of trade, they would be eviscerated. But Yzerman gets the whistle by the graveyard. Truly remarkable. And you're looking at Petrie and all the unsavory defensemen no one likes here. So you can listen to it. We started the show with a couple segments.
says, love reading the injury report, so the Lions should have a fresh set of D linemen. Reader, Levi Pascal having 2 weeks off with McNeil. I'm with Costa. Give me the Lions at -9.5. Jason in Chicago.
Out of your damn mind. Just win the game, boys. That's it. And again, you're rested. Bills had cross-country travel. You're at home. Go win the game. And I think you have the biggest mismatch in the game, which is your offensive line against their light front, both in alignment and on a personnel basis.
Someone is answering your question. They're from Algonac. They says, the muskrat is something you don't want to eat. It is a mix of beaver and raccoon. That is from Don.
Somebody call Xavier Leggett. He'd be pumped up.
He probably would.
What are we doing here?
When Xavier, all right, if for people who are joining, Xavier Leggett is the wide receiver from Carolina who is made fun of because he makes Darius Slay sound like a New Yorker. Xavier Leggett is the most country accent I've ever heard. I'll play this for you in a moment. He's on Amon-Ra St. Brown's podcast. And somehow it came up of Xavier Leggett very proudly saying he hunts, kills, skins, and eats raccoons. Like, he likes it. And I'm like, I wanted to throw up. Amon-Ra almost walked off the set of his own podcast. So here, you want to hear the audio? Listen to this accent.
Wow. You know what, Mike? I got a lot of people from the country. I mean, the deep part of Louisiana.
Right. The bayou, the rules are different. Even that's out of bounds.
I mean, even my cousin Dexter and Benito don't sound that country.
Oh, no. That is a level of country. The only thing I've ever heard like that is Darius Slay.
I was about to say, that's Boomhauser from King of the Hill right there, where you're just like, what? What did he just? You need an interpreter. What did he just say? He said, go up the street and over to the left. Coon. No. Just say no. David, it's not many things that my father impressed on me, but that was one. Never, ever, ever eat that.
So if you're wondering why it came up, and then we made a Kenny Possum reference, and the whole point was, Xavier Leggett hurt us last week. If he catches the ball, he beats the Eagles. Then you find out this guy is all hopped up on raccoon meat, and you're like, I can't even employ this guy. This is ridiculous behavior.
Was he Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation?
Wait a minute. I need a side-by-side. Is caller Ed Xavier Leggett's dad?
One more time, David.
Man. Oh, man.
I just like how he contracted Thanksgiving. Thank you.
It's like, give. It's like Wheel of Fortune, except seven letters are missing.
Then give.
Simmas. You mean Christmas?
Christmas.
So guys, yes, we're talking Lions and Bills.
So how do you how do you prepare? I would have went the whole nine yards if I was I'm out.
Look, I've never really personally prepared it.
Deep fried?
No.
Stew.
Well, we had an adventure with it for
barbecue.
Christmas. My grandfather didn't tell us. It looks just like roast. So you just literally, it was sitting like looking like a roast. And no one knew.
So you just cook it like a roast?
Yes.
Wait.
My grandfather's from the country. So yeah. Him and his brother.
Did you eat it?
What country?
I didn't eat it.
What country exactly?
What do you mean?
Oh, brother.
The country.
Like down south?
Yes. Mississippi.
Yeah. Oh, no! Now, see, once you say that, I get it. Because
Arkansas, yeah. Louisiana.
That's a different world.
No, it's not America.
Right.
It's the planet Nebular. It's outer space.
You're right.
It's insane. Rural Louisiana is rural Mississippi, one of the scariest places I've ever been in my life.
Oh, it is.
Arkansas?
When it gets dark.
I haven't been there. I can't speak to it.
You know what? It's the same.
Okay.
It's Spider-Man meme.
So it's just because I've never been to Arkansas. I've been everywhere else.
It's Spider-Man.
Like it's an adventure. I've been everywhere else.
Can we just do the side-by-side one last time? God. Tremendous. All right. Who said it is next?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Roberts. All right. God, Nat King Cole is good. All right, let's do the business. Evan will not join us. He's indisposed with podcast activities. So this is going to be Kenny, me, and you. And it's going to be difficult.
Okay.
It's time for Who Said It. All right, our coworkers say things. And David makes this damn difficult. We got to guess who said it. Who's eligible? Let's begin.
Everyone from 6 to 6.
Oh.
No night programming. Okay, but...
Wait, did Rieger fill in for anybody?
That's not this week, so that shouldn't count, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Whoa! You're not in the matching sweatsuit anymore.
I just took it off. Just took off the top, that's all. Took off the top.
That's how your wedding night started. All right, let's go.
That's the one criticism I hate is the national media right now. They say this is going to bite them in the butt one time. Well, no kidding. He's not going to bet 1,000%.
Okay, obviously Dan Campbell, discourse all over the station about it. But I wouldn't have used the word butt. I would have just said bite him in the ass. What are you, 12? Unless I slipped and said, but I don't know. Rico, who does it sound like would have said that?
One more time, David.
That's the one criticism I hate is the national media right now. They say this is going to bite them in the butt one time. Well, no kidding. He's not going to bet 1,000%.
Hmm. I'm sensing morning show.
John?
I thought John or Doug.
See, I thought either John or Gov.
Why Gov?
Because got kids, so you already automatically censor yourself when you're talking.
That's why I thought John.
So, right, like John or Gov, because Gov has got some...
I'm going to go John. That's just what it felt like to me.
I felt John, too, so...
All right.
No. Go your own way with
it. I'm
going
to go Gov.
Okay. Two Johns and a Gov. David, who said it?
Did he work this week?
I don't know. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I don't know where that audio could have came from, because I've been seeing other people sit in for him all week.
Well, he's been sick. Now, come on.
Has he now?
No, this one is legitimately sick, not the other eight sick days.
I'm not saying that. I didn't think that he worked this week. But you know what? I wasn't here Monday
or Tuesday. I talked to him Tuesday. He sounded
that
like...
That will be the difference. Okay. You were here Monday, Tuesday. He was...
Okay,
yes.
So yeah.
He was legitimately sick.
Correct.
And it managed to go straight through Friday to get that long weekend. So kudos to him. All right, let's keep it rolling.
I think it's great for college football that Bill Belichick is going to college football. It's not Dion, but it's Dion-esque in terms of, is this going to work? Is this going to fail?
Wow. I almost got some Rico vibes out of that.
I did, too. I felt like I heard him say something similar.
Hey, right, but similar doesn't count.
Right. I was like, it's similar. Again, David?
I think it's great for college football that Bill Belichick is going to college football. It's not Dion, but it's Dion-esque in terms of, is this going to work? Is this going to fail?
I don't think I said that.
Okay. I'll trust you. That you know you.
Well, why don't you think you said that? What about that makes you put you in doubt?
Because I probably would have said, no, because I said he's going to attract people like Dion. He's going to get people to go there like Dion, but.
Maybe that's where we got twisted up, Kenny.
Maybe.
All right. So would Doug view it as a good thing? Doug was solo. They did some Belichick. I'm asking.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go Doug.
I still feel like it's Rico out of context. Like he says something more before or after.
The man just said he didn't say it. You're going to go against the man's word?
Kenny may know better. Go ahead, Kenny.
I'll say it's Rico.
I'm going
and I'll
Doug.
Look stupid doing it.
No, you're fine. I'm going to laugh if Rico goes, I didn't say it, and he did. I'll go.
Won't be the first.
I'll go Doug. David, who said it? Kenny, I didn't say it. I choose Rico. All right. I'm off the schneid, which means no pressure, so this is good. David, next.
For a team whose payroll isn't approaching the luxury tax, isn't even league average, is one of the lowest in the sport, too pricey can't be a valid reason not to add a guy who you think makes this team better.
All right. Immediately when you use a word like valid, no, that's cookies. That feels like cookies.
It's not you?
No, because I think I would just go out and call them cheap. Cookies is like, I'm more highfalutin, I'm nuanced.
No, but see, I remember you were trying to come up with the PC way because I said, why does everything have to start with cheap? And you're like, well, let's say it a little better than that.
Okay, fair.
Cookies likes to go on rants like that, too, and I don't think anybody would be that, you know,
pompous.
Malicious towards the
he uses the word valid. I don't really use the word valid very often.
That is a word that people of our age group use quite frequently.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Look, it's not impossible that I said this. So you can get, I'm not telling you I didn't. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's the reverse of what just happened with me.
It's not, though, because I may have said it. I just felt like it sounded like cookies. The cadence, the way he did it. And we know I'd be stunned if it were midday because they don't really bash the Tigers for not spending money.
Right.
I'm going to stick with you.
Okay, I'm going to stick with cookies.
I'll say cookies as well.
David, Bell Biv DeVoe, who said it?
You knew it.
Say it. Say it. There it is. He loves that word. He does that to me all the time on a podcast. Valid, 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 valid.
Thanksgiving.
Okay, Xavier Legette.
Thanksgiving.
All right, let's keep it going now. I got two right.
This is a miracle.
I got one.
Who
I thought that was
it?
You.
Next.
I'm so intrigued by this because of the respect I have for him as being a head football coach. And you're like, is he going to be able to relate to the younger player? He's got a really young girlfriend. He can relate to young people just fine.
I know I've hit him for that.
You have.
But did I say that? Let Kenny go first. You've been taking the lead. You think for a minute. Kenny, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I want to hear it one more time.
David.
Of course you do. I'm so intrigued by this because of the respect I have for him as being a head football coach. And you're like, is he going to be able to relate to the younger player? He's got a really young girlfriend. He can relate to the young people just fine.
How much respect do you have for Deion as a head football coach? Because that's the only thing that I would say maybe that's not
Belichick.
That's Belichick.
Oh, we're talking about... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Belichick. I don't know why I said Deion.
That's all right.
They all look the same.
No, it's not even the same. Do you have that much? I mean, yeah,
oh,
sure. But
my.
Like, yeah, I'd guess Mike. I think that could be. Because nobody else spent time bashing him for having a young girlfriend.
It's just creepy. It's a 50-year age gap.
I agree. But
Jesus.
Nobody else has brought it up like that.
I'm going to double down on Mike because of the word intrigued. That's a Mike word.
Like, right. I'd give Kenny the side eye if he were dating a 21-year-old. Belichick is 73! It's just like the Mick Jagger thing. It's weird. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No.
Did I say this?
I think you did, but I was wrong the last time I thought you did.
All right. I don't think I said this, but I don't have a better guess, if that makes any sense to anyone.
Jansen?
Would John try to make a funny?
Yes.
Okay. We can't waste any more time. Just go. I'm wrong. Count it. Oh, Christ. I forgot he was here this week. I legitimately forgot Gator was here this week.
Just like, yeah.
He worked like one day. And I just, God bless it. We got one last one.
The ultimate goal is winning. You have to win to be tabbed as the best team.
Dancing.
Boobs are fun.
Yeah, football. I mean, come on, David.
Things. Pizza good. What? You have to win to be considered good. You score more points than other team. Win. You said Jansen? Just pure, like, caveman logic?
I thought
logic,
we were in a hurry, so I was just like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, no. Oh, okay. Please, go ahead.
Yeah.
Jansen.
Just caveman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think stating a simple fact is David trying to make Gator look silly, so I'm going to say it's Gator.
A back-to-back Gator for a guy who was here one day?
Yes. Throw you way off.
Rico's confidence in Jansen, I'll just go with it, and in fact, we are out of time. So, David. Yes!
Sometimes you take the layup.
I've switched. You isn't Gator anymore.
You just take that layup.
Yes.
Don't kick it out for a three. Take the layup yourself.
Tremendous episode. All right. Prop Bet Casino coming up. Bills Lions talk. Also, maybe a one little segment visit. I want to ask Kenny about that Red Wing thing as well. 97.1.
All right. Coming up on the 5 o'clock hour. Man, we talked a lot. We talked some hockey at the beginning of the show. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind. We had TJ Lang in the 3 o'clock hour. We did the picks. We did the Prop Bet Casino. David, what you got?
Someone says, I put 5 on the Lions minus 12 and a half. We're going to roll, baby. Justin in St. Petersburg. This is Roy from Southfield. Just don't ask a black man if you want some coon. It could be taken the wrong way. Good for thank you for the warning for people out there in the listener land. Be careful out there.
Unbelievable.
In Mississippi, you can make over 800,000 in raccoon hunting competitions.
What?
80,000.
Okay, wow. You said 800,000
or 80?
Oh, 80.
Also, how 80 is grand. This what people are taking out of the Prop Bet Casino and Lions Bills? This is what we're doing. Xavier Legette of the Panthers eating correct. Raccoons.
This is the greatest show ever, someone says, though. They love it.
Let me do this just briefly before we go back to Lions-Bills in the final hour of the week. We opened, if you wanted, Odyssey.com Rewind with the Red Wings for one reason. I went down a rabbit hole last night, and that Wallman trade gets worse and worse and worse every passing minute. So not only did you give Wallman away, you attached a second-round pick to him, got nothing back. And all Wallman has done with the Sharks is play 22 minutes a night, 20 points in 26 games, and he's on their first pairing. And before you utter, well, they're the Sharks, you're damn near as bad as they are. So you know what? You missed me with that one. You're one of the 5-6 worst teams in the league. So let's say Wallman's not on your first pairing. He's absolutely on your second. And you know what you don't have to look at as much of? The Petries of the world. And we talked about, I said, any other GM in this town, including Brad Holmes has been a mastermind. If Brad Holmes in some form of salary dump attached a draft pick to Kirby Joseph and jettisoned him out, and Joseph becomes an all-pro player with another team, people would launch him out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
But yet Steve Yzerman is allowed to just go scot-free. And I went down the rabbit hole because last night, again, a 4-1 loss, juiceless. Kane is atrocious. Tarasenko is atrocious. And I started thinking, I go, what trade has Yzerman made that's any good? What free agent signing has Yzerman made? What difference maker in 6 seasons has Steve Yzerman brought here? A difference maker. And I start going through it, and I'm like, there isn't one. Well, then you go, well, he's drafted well. Well, in the first round, what has he done? Not in the first round. I don't see any gems. Pardon me, but I don't see a Datsuk or a Zetterberg at pick 256 coming into town. So I asked Kenny, because Kenny's our resource. Nobody loves this team more than Kenny. And when Kenny looks at me after muttering a cuss word, and he looks at me and he goes, he hasn't. It's like Office Space when the Bobs come to town. What would you say you do here? I mean, Kenny, please. Like, how has he escaped criticism on this Wallman thing?
I think it was, to answer that question, I think it was buried by the Kane signing. And people were fired up about Kane because last year Kane put up really good numbers. If this was last year, the answer to your question of what has he done well in terms of bringing in players from outside of the organization, it would have been Patrick Kane, it would have been Jake Walman and Goss Despair.
Two of the three are gone.
One stinks, exactly. So you could call it a wash. There isn't really no good answer to that. And I'll tell you this, it seems like by the numbers, a lot of Iser bots, Steve bots, they're starting to shrink in number.
Is this in your like social circle?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's getting harder and harder for people to just blindly defend Steve and what he's doing.
Well, and here's the other one. 16 teams since the start of last season have fired their coach. Several have gone on to make the playoffs. Now, two teams this year have fired their coaches. Both got a nice new coach bump out of that. Now, he hasn't even hired a good coach. Nobody liked Blashill, and nobody likes Lalonde. So when you really start looking at this, you go, well, he's drafted well. Okay. And it's not resulting in winning. And the best player on this team, he had nothing to do with. Still in Larkin.
I think there's going to be a part of you that starts to root against the Wings because once he fires once he fires Newsy Lalonde. Whoa. Yeah, I know, right? Two head coaches. It's been a minute. Once he fires Lalonde, there's going to be no more bullets left. The only thing that everybody's going to be looking at is him.
And it's time. Because ultimately, the second half of this year, if it doesn't turn around, Kosa's got to be up. Danielson's got to be up. You need to, hey, this is the last stop now. I've been told you're smart. I've been told these players are going to knock your socks off. Okay? Where are they? But that Walman thing, wow, when you started looking at the numbers, I go, holy hell. You gave away a second-round pick. This guy's a... Even if you're like, well, the Sharks are horrible, so are you. Don't for a second delude yourself to thinking Walman couldn't help this team. And the best part is nobody can tell me why. Like did Walman kill someone? Like, what? No one has a story. Like, oh, he's a terrible guy, or he punched his mailman. Like, I don't have anything.
And everything that I've read from the Elliot Frieds of the world, or of the like Pierre LeBruns of the world, any reputable source always tells me that, like, hey. And whatever they publish, whatever they post, nobody seems to understand why that trade was made. They always expected, all right, the next domino will fall, you know, within a month or two. We're going to know exactly what that trade was all about. That never happened. We still don't know why that trade happened. And right now is an awful trade.
So your next two games, Saturday against the Leafs, they should lose that game. Then it's a rematch against Philly. If they lose those two, are you at the next Lalonde point? I mean, it's all we have, Kenny. I don't know what else I can tell people.
I think we should have already been at the Lalonde.
He never should have returned after last year.
I agree. But I feel like once we get to the All-Star break, then that's where we're really going to see if we're going to see him fired or not.
Thank you, Kenneth. We'll get back to Lions and Bills next, 97.1.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.